That's a little weird.
It is. You might want to roll into resistance on that one, because that's a little creepy.
13.
Okay. The rest of you with him? Or did he go by himself?
Well, I assume we're behind him.
Yeah.
Right. So eventually you guys are going to see the same display.
20. It's a crit.
12.
15.
Yeah. Okay. You hit a crit, or you hit a...
A 10, yeah.
A 10? Roll again, see if you actually do crit. You gotta confirm for a crit.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Nice. Because if you crit, then you start hardening instead of...
Nice.
Yeah. You see before you the body of a young woman that was once strangled. You see a man with a cleaver in his head.
Hmm.
And you see Lord Mokbalik.
His ghost or his body?
The body.
Okay. The one that was up in the chair.
Mm-hmm. One of them is holding a glass. The other one is crooked a little back with a book in its lap. And the one in the center is just sort of sitting there, hands in the lap, as if very purposely displayed.
Well, Sebastian, you see any symbolism here?
You can roll a cult.
Sure. 18.
Nothing ritualistic. You really get the idea that it's psychosis.
He's just a psychotic idiot.
Great, we're playing games with a psychotic idiot.
No, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's just angry.
Are you looking at the bodies closer, or are you just standing in the doorway?
I mean, at this point. I'm thinking. Yeah, I'll investigate the bodies.
Okay.
I mean, at this point, I think we're looking for clues, maybe.
Right. So the young woman with the rope still around her neck, head cocked to the side, is the one holding the glass. The glass is empty. Go ahead and roll me. Go ahead and just roll me perception.
17.
Sure, that's a good one. With her, you don't really see much anything weird. In the middle, you see the chef cleaver still in its head, and you notice something in his hand, which is almost a fist, really. But you see it as if something was stuck in his hand.
I'll kind of try to open his hand a little bit, wiggle whatever it is out.
It feels really disgusting.
Yeah.
Feels really disgusting. But you've touched his body before.
It's true.
You pull out.
Once again.
Yeah.
It's like yesterday.
You pull out from his hand a flower petal.
Do I recognize what kind of flower petal?
A natural environment or science, one of the two, would give it to you.
17.
A flower petal belongs to a flower called Neem Sewer.
Neem Sewer. Is that local to this area?
It's local to the woods, yes. To some of the woods. You didn't see any in the woods you were in, which would have been north of the castle. There is more wood to the west, and it sort of surrounds the castle.
Is this a fairly common flower?
It's really not. It's not super uncommon, but it's not incredibly common. But you know that this, with that 17, you know that this flower can be dangerous. That if disrupted in full bloom, it will shoot out spores that could cause sickness or, what's the word I'm looking for? Disorientation.
Mm. Who is the one holding the flower again?
The chef.
The chef. I'll share that information with them.
Okay. And Lord Mokbalik, sitting on the end, you see a piece of paper under his foot.
I'll lift the foot. Take the paper.
When you open up the paper, it just says, "Find me." But it says it over and over and over. The entire page is filled with the word, "Find me."
That's two words.
The words, "find me."
He makes it one word.
I mean, it looks like one word, but it's on there so much. It's so scrunched together. As you're investigating it, roll me a perception on the page itself.
It's made of cotton.
17.
In the very center, very small, in all of the mass of "find me," very small and much more legible writing says, "I have her."
Who?
I mean, Jotarine?
The daughter?
Well, the daughter's sitting directly in front of you.
Yeah.
She's on the love seat.
We still haven't found Jotarine.
There's
why would we care? She was the the witch hag lady we killed.
Yeah, she was dead.
Yeah. So I don't know why we would...
We didn't ask about her body, though.
Yeah, all of the women that were involved are dead.
Oh, it wasn't there? Okay, yeah. My bad.
That's the thing.
Everyone
that's
involved was dead, except him.
Right.
Yeah.
I was assuming Find Meme was referring more to a ghost than the...
Oh, so Macabalic?
Well, or any of their spirits.
Oh, okay. Well, didn't we put all of them to rest except his?
Yeah, he was the only one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right. I should have re-listened to the...
I'm thinking refresher. That, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's anyone left.
Could be some random hostage.
Yeah. Yeah, for maybe a member of the Magientis group.
Oh, that could be. But those, they were months ago.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he could have kept someone hostage for that long, but it seems a little unlikely with how quickly he chops people's heads off.
I'm still waiting for us to find the decapitated body that matches the head we found. Yeah.
We still haven't been to the servants' quarters.
Must have, like, good upper body strength to drag all these bodies around.
Well, it sounds like we have a couple of options. We can go back into the woods to the west. It sounds like he at least has been there, if that's where this flower's growing.
Sure.
Without clues for directions, we're just going to be wandering.
Yeah, we're going to be wandering.
We might as well check the rest of the rooms first.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Right.
And I wonder if there's a way that we can maybe... And Sebastian, you would probably be able to lead this, but have some sort of seance or communion with...
Macabalic,
and see if we can speak with him.
We could try that. Also, if you know where the flower grows, then that might lead us towards the right direction.
Yeah.
Rather than the general woods.
If I make that roll.
Yeah.
If I know.
Yeah.
But we know that he's just...
You're 17 earlier.
At some point in county.
You're 17 earlier would tell you that it does grow locally.
Right. Like, I meant, like, does it grow by streams or...
But if we go out exploring the woods, I'll keep an eye out for that flower.
Sure.
Or you're more observant than I am. I'll tell you to keep an eye out for the flower.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll all look for the flower.
All right. The mission has changed.
Whichever one of you has the higher natural environment will look for the flower.
Oh.
Or perception, if you wish to be more perceptive.
But we're gonna keep sweeping through the rooms looking for anything else.
Okay.
We go upstairs for the other rooms.
Yeah, you guys go upstairs to the other rooms. They're empty bedrooms.
Okay.
I mean, they're not. They're just as empty as they were before.
That's where that long hallway is to Machbalak's room, though, right?
Yes.
At the end of the hallway goes back down to the kitchen.
Yeah. So you guys going all the way down to the office then?
Yeah, at his secret room.
Okay. You guys walk into the office, and on the desk of the office, right out in front of you, is Jodarin's head.
Oh. Hello. Been a while.
This is odd.
Haven't seen you since the well.
How's death?
You look great.
Does it stink in here?
It smells terrible in here. I mean, it smells just as bad as what that... you took a swim. You know what it smells like in that well. that smell you smell it, you're like, oh, I remember this. And this particular head seems to have been mutilated.
Huh. That does make a bit of sense.
In fact, roll me a little bit of go ahead and roll me a bit of mental resistance, because this one is much different. Just a little bit of mental resistance.
Little one.
13.
14.
Crit.
13.
Not confirmed.
Okay.
16.
So 2 13s. I'm sorry, what was yours?
14.
Okay. The 2 13s, it just freaks you out a little bit more. What you are seeing is you're seeing the eyes are dangling.
No.
The tongue has been pulled out and nailed to the desk.
Well... She's just as nauseating as last time.
Isn't she, though?
Yeah. That Lord Macbalak.
As he just seems to appear.
Well, hello. We were wondering if we could talk to you.
He kind of looks at the disgusting display, then talk.
We are on the trail of your son.
He's definitely been here.
So we see.
Is this his doing in front of us or yours?
He kind of puts his hand through something and just looks at you like, really?
uh,
I'm sorry, remind me of his son's name again.
Yezvel.
Yezvel.
It's Y-Z-V-E-L.
Cool name.
For a psychopathic killer, yeah.
Pigeonholing him a little bit. You have to be a psychotic murderer.
Have you seen him lately?
He was here about 2 months ago, perhaps. I'm not sure. Time, for me, does not seem to exist.
Does he have anywhere in the woods that he used to like to go? We found a flower petal that grows in the woods nearby.
What kind of flower?
It
was called Neem Sewer.
Right. That one.
Neem Sewer flower.
The Neem Sewer grows in the wood to the west.
We came from the east, didn't we?
We did. Well, at northeast.
Northeast, yeah.
Northeast.
But are there any, like, boyhood haunts that he might return to? Any places he used to play in the woods, or...
He didn't leave the grounds as often as you may think. We were very protective, perhaps overprotective. But when he left with Jodrin, perhaps that's the direction he went. Of course, we searched, but we never came across a cabin or anything in that direction, or any direction. But if he's bringing you Neem Sewer...
Does that mean something?
I would say west is the best direction to try.
Thank you.
He said he's left us, or someone... messages, find me. And in one he said, I have her. Who could he be referring to?
I don't know. As you can see, the bodies are displayed downstairs. Unless he speaks of Jodrin's body, whose head is in front of me.
He has also killed some Magientists who were traveling through several months ago.
Yes, they came not long after you had.
What was their business here?
Same as yours.
Did you see them leave?
As far as I know, they left... safely.
Apparently not.
One of them is dead outside the gate. We found the body of another, well, the head of another, in the woods.
I'm sure you will find the body somewhere else.
Foreshadowing.
I have a feeling we probably have all that we will be able to find, so we should probably head to west.
Yeah.
We haven't looked in the servants' quarters yet.
That's true. May we sleep here for the night?
If you wish, there are rooms here. You can go back to the servants' quarters. You can sleep in the rooms down below if you don't mind me sleeping nearby.
Thank you.
Would you,
It's a joke because his body's down there.
The servants' quarters sound great.
It's up to you if you want to be on the ground floor or the upper floor. To be fair, these are noble quarters up at the top. They are much more comfortable.
Yeah.
Lord, you still wish us to fulfill your request?
Of course.
Where we last left.
This was the deal we made.
We intend to keep it. Do you have any pikes?
Or a sharpening stone? Or a flute?
I do not.
Well, we may need to go back to town before we come back.
Yes, flute sharpening stone. Who doesn't have one of those? Sharpening stone.
All right.
I think we probably go downstairs now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it much to ask if I assume as a spirit, resting doesn't mean much to you? Would you mind keeping watch over us over the night?
Sure.
Good call.
Appreciate it.
Sleep well.
All right. I'm going to sleep.
Evan goes keep watch.
Yeah. Just be like, psst. Hey. There's someone outside. Oh, God. It's going to be awful.
His version of keep watch is just to stare at you all night.
I believe last time you slept in the servants' quarters, you put a table and chair up against the door.
Yeah, that's kind of where I wanted to sleep. That worked out well. I slept so well that night.
Servants' quarters don't seem to be disturbed.
Okay,
this is good.
We have our usual beds. This is practically our summer home now.
Unless you want to play paper, rock, scissors for the master. Sebastian got it last time.
So I'm, before we go to bed, I'm going to go out to the gate.
Okay.
Is there like dust or dirt on the ground around the gate?
Yeah.
And I'm guessing there's like when it opens up, There's a line dragged through the dust.
Sure.
I'm going to just kind of move the dirt around so it covers up that line.
Okay.
That way we'll know if someone has opened the gate.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go for it.
Okay. Oh,
fancy.
So we're like putting that...
I'm paranoid.
It's, I thought that was my job.
Actually, he's paranoid. You're melancholy.
Oh, well, I'm sad while I do it.
You're gonna close the gate, but you're gonna be dirt. Really sad about it.
I'm nothing but dirt. I'm gonna commune with this dirt.
You guys all go into bed at once?
I guess. After we eat something.
Yeah.
I definitely want to do the whole pushing table against the door thing again.
Not a bad idea.
Okay.
I'm going to be brash enough to ask Lord McBullock if he's got any good bedtime stories.
Dear God.
Or any ghost stories to tell.
All my stories are ghost stories. Hey.
He just kind of shakes his head and disappears.
Oh God, we just lost our watchman.
Run away just from the awkward.
Fizzles out of existence for now. Doesn't mean he's not around.
He's still got our backs.
Are you sure?
He's a true bro.
Every step you take.
So you guys go to bed?
Yeah.
Roll me that mental resistance.
Hate sleeping.
You guys seen a lot of crap in the past couple days.
15.
Oh.
That's
that one.
Roll again.
That's not.
Woo! Okay.
12. I rolled that the first time.
Okay.
9.
This isn't so much for losing mental resistance, it's how well you slept. Please go around the horn once again.
15.
12.
15.
9.
Lorne and Jordoon, it's hard to get comfortable in there. The things you've seen kind of gross you out. You remember the things that you dreamt about last time, Jordoon. Lorne, you slept well last time. You get to bed, okay. Takes you a little while to get to sleep. Harjan, you keep thinking about that splayed deer. How disgusting it was. And as you go to sleep...
Remember, I'm the one that had the 9.
I know you did.
Oh, okay.
It's bothering me because I know no hunter would use poisoned arrows because that would ruin the kill.
Right. Yeah, you go to sleep and you don't really sleep well. You don't really have any weird dreams or anything, but you just don't sleep well. You even kind of think you still smell it, you know. It just really bugs the shit out of you. Sebastian, you get to sleep. It's hard, but you finally get to sleep. And you're walking through the woods. And everywhere around you are animal carcasses. Splayed. Drained of blood. Heads on sticks. Spikes. Heads on limbs. Tongues hanging. Entrails. Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear laughter. And you don't really know where to go. You don't really know what to do. You're just kind of spinning about. You don't know which direction to head.
Yep.
And in front of you grows a flower. And it seems to be the most beautiful thing in this place. Then you go to it. And you reach down to pick it up. And you smell it. And it smells fantastic. And you feel great. And you decide to head west. You think west is correct. Maybe it's because that's the direction you think you should go anyway. Or maybe it's the flower telling you to go that way. You're not sure. And as you walk... you fall. And shooting pains through your legs, through your sides, as you look around and realize you are lying in a pit of spikes. And you wake up screaming. It is morning. Sebastian has woken you up screaming in pain.
And I'll rush over.
Yeah, we were like in slightly different rooms, right?
I don't know if it was clear which rooms were which. But
we'll just pretend. We'll just assume you took the same rooms as last time.
Adjacent rooms.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll rush in as well.
Yeah, so you burst in, like...
Sebastian!
Like, feeling around, like, checking for wounds on myself.
Your heart's beating. You're sweaty. You aren't injured. You just feel like... bleh.
Like, I had a dream that I was in, like, some butcher's menagerie of all of these carcasses strung up with Isabel laughing in the distance. And then I fell on, like, spikes or something. And it was not comfortable. I don't know that I would sleep in this bed again. Like, ever. I didn't have a good dream last time, either.
This house has not been kind to you.
can we leave?
Sure.
Are we heading west?
I think so.
Watch for flowers.
Are we going to make breakfast before we...
I'm not sure I want breakfast.
I could brew you a calming tea.
Okay.
I will brew him a calming tea.
You have a nice calming tea.
Do I feel calmed?
Sure.
Oh, that's nice.
When I saw you, like, good all tea. Sweaty and freaking out, like, I went into first aid mode. But you weren't actually injured. You just needed to take a minute, so.
Needed some tea.
All right.
Okay. Mokbalik appears to you and just sort of looks about. Says, no one came in the night.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
He just nods.
We move the table?
We will head out to accomplish.
He looks at you. He watches you guys moving the tables. And isn't it bad enough? One person redecorated my home. And then just disappears.
I like Sassy McFarlane.
he handed us the deed last time.
Yeah. Get out of our house.
Like I said, this is our summer home now.
We'll walk over to the gate, just inspect the ground around it.
Seems okay.
All right.
Nothing more than what the wind would have moved.
Well.
All right, traipse into the woods.
Westbound.
So you start heading west. I don't remember if I showed you guys the map last time of the house itself.
I think you did at the end.
I couldn't remember. Just a reminder of how long it is. So towards the spine of the book would be west.
Oh, okay. That's you guys, different than I imagined.
Yeah. So you guys are heading that direction. From the gate here in the middle, you guys are going to be heading this direction. And as you get to the corner, you find a big indent. It's an indent in the ground.
In the ground.
It appears dug up.
Hmm. Oh, okay. I was thinking like something large.
Yeah, not like something had fallen. It a divot.
Okay.
It's a large divot in the ground.
Well, inspect this a little closer here.
Is there like a pile of dirt next to it? Like they got dug up, or
it looks like there was. It looks like it was filled in.
Oh.
Hmm. Oh. Okay.
What shape?
So, like something might have been buried.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of oblong. It's not long. It's not wide. It's maybe about 3 feet in width total, but it doesn't look like it's flat as if you were to dig a grave.
Is it about? I was gonna say it's about 6 feet long.
Yeah. It's not. It's not in length now.
Okay. I'm going to take my carath and just kind of poke it a little bit.
Okay.
And then step back.
Nothing jumps out at you. It doesn't fall in. It's not incredibly loose, but it does appear to have been dug up within the past couple of months.
I sometimes can be a little jumpy, but I'm not usually afraid of dirt.
I never know.
Fair enough. Did the dirt do anything?
No.
Okay. Do you want to dig it up? I don't know how much time I'm going to waste on it.
I think it's worth digging up.
I don't think I have any tools.
I'll run back to the castle and look for a couple shovels.
Yeah, you can find a shovel sitting in the stable.
Right. Okay.
Come back.
I'll take digging. One of the shovels and start digging.
Are there multiple shovels?
There are two shovels.
Dibs.
I rolled a two.
you're welcome to shovel.
So you guys dig. It doesn't take you long before you find. You dig down and you hear a thunk.
Hmm. Buried treasure.
Was there an X on the map in this spot?
you hear a thunk. It sounds like wood.
I'm going to clear away some of the dirt around it, see if I can see anything at the bottom of the hole.
There's a box.
Is it a coffin-sized box?
Nope. Oh. It is maybe the size of a shoebox.
Okay.
I'm going to reach down and pull it up.
Okay. You pull it up. You open it. You just pull it up.
Yes, we open it.
Well, I've gotten us this far.
Would you like to poke it first?
I wasn't sure if you're going to take it with you or open it up.
I'll give it here. Rip it open.
You see a grotesque, long fingernailed hand.
Sorry, guys. Do we notice anything about this hand? Is there rings on it? Or
nope. But it reminds you of the claws that Jodarin had on her fingers. It looks like Jodarin's hand.
So glad I had some calming tea.
This looks to be appropriately decayed as Jodarin was?
For as decayed as she was, yes. Because she wasn't necessarily a zombie.
Rotting.
But she wasn't necessarily rotting either.
Okay.
Because she had become a creature, but not like a decaying creature. It is much more decayed than she once was, since it's been a few months.
I mean, like, we saw her head, didn't we?
Yeah, and her head was a little more decayed as well. Dry. It's more dry. She came out of a well. She was very well preserved, for is what you can say.
But it looks in a similar dead condition to the head. Okay. So it's safe to assume it's her hand.
I mean, those claws raked your face a couple of times. You remember those claws.
Okay.
And it's not pointing in any direction. It's just laying in there like a, decaying hand.
Well, can you think of anything as a reason we need to keep this? Or should I just go back in there?
You two are the mystical arts ones.
Well, I guess I don't think there's any reason to roll on it.
There were anchors that the spirits had, right? But I don't think it was ever the body. It's like the ring.
Not usually. Usually a spirit is tied to a specific object that was of importance to them. In very rare circumstances, someone could be tied to another person. Like if they were obsessed with someone. That's when possessions happen. But I've never heard of someone being tied to their own corpse. Although sometimes they usually stay in the same area as their corpse. But not usually the anchor.
I just wonder why this hand was put in a box.
It seems to be chopping her up.
Buried.
I have an idea that should probably come from your character. We should go around to the other three corners of the castle and look for similar dug spots. Laying the hands and feet around them.
I wonder if... he hasn't been one for rituals before, but he does like displays. Maybe. Oh, I don't know. We could check the other corners.
He's also never tried to hide anything before, and this was buried.
This is true.
I'm going to, if y'all don't mind, I'm going to burn the hand in the box.
Sure. Burning something is a good way to get rid of an anchor, if that's what it is.
So I'll put the hand back in the box, or just close the lid and light it up with a torch, and then just...
Yeah, maybe just drop it back into the hole and kind of set it on fire in the hole.
Yeah, I have a tinder box.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, everybody should at least have a tinder box and a torch. Stinks.
Sure. I mean, as long as it gets burning, we don't have to stick around. We can go and look at the other corners.
Mm-hmm. We'll round the castle to the next corner.
Okay. You don't see anything that seems to be disturbed at that corner?
Let's make the loop in case.
So make the whole loop. You don't seem to find any other other dug up areas.
Well then, west it is.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys head west. You see the body of the magientist you saw before. There's a crow on it pecking at it. Just walk by. You guys head into the woods to the west.
Yep, watching for flowers.
Perception checks.
16.
13.
Move. Is this perception and or natural, or just perception?
If you're investigating for it, if you're actually looking for it, it would be perception. If you're understanding your environment, it would be natural environment.
I mean, it's 11 or 15. That's That's, depending on what you're looking for, or like
my interpretation is that he is looking in the areas where he would know that the flower might grow.
I mean, that will be natural.
Is this a flower check or is this something else? That's what I'm getting at.
Oh yeah, he wanted to look for flowers. Flower yes. Okay. So yes, and I will give you the natural environment because you would probably have a better idea of where they might be growing.
Right.
You don't see any flowers.
I don't know if you guys.
You're not.
Just a rain
you're not far one. Into the woods, but you don't see any flowers.
Yeah.
What did everybody else roll? Because everybody else did perception.
13.
11. 16. Okay. The 16, you see, call it a trail or don't call it a trail, you see maybe tramped areas a little further north of where you're standing. Just not far. Maybe 10 feet. As if it could have been an area where someone or something walks through more often.
Just thinner grass.
Yeah. I mean, you can call it a trail, but it's not specifically... It's not a man-made trail. It's as if someone or something has walked through here more often than not.
Looks like someone has passed this way.
Where?
Right over here. To the north.
Oh.
I'm going to kind of make my way over there. Just kind of looking around.
Okay. I mean, it goes further west from where you're standing.
Oh. Well, if it goes west, we may as well follow this.
Seems at the very reasonable. Least
it's easier than going through bracken.
Okay.
Follow the trail.
You guys are following the trail. You hear... birds fluttering, chirping. You hear what you can tell are probably small animals, you know, twigs crackling, that sort of thing.
The non-splayed kind.
Go ahead and roll me another perception as you get further into the wood.
13.
17.
14.
8 on perception.
The 17, you see another dead Magientus body.
No.
A little further down the trail.
Is it headless?
It is not.
No. Another Magientist over there. On a point.
Is the body just laying on the ground?
Yep, looks like it was just left.
So, like, just stabbed like the first one? Or the one at the gate?
If you take the time to look it over like you did before.
Sure. That's a 16
medicine? Yeah. You see not the exact same area, but you definitely see... a single stab wound.
Yeah.
No defensive wounds whatsoever.
Must have just snuck up or stabbed them in their sleep or something.
Does this one have their pack? Or is it also missing?
It's also missing. He has a dagger on him. Doesn't appear like he ever took it out to defend himself.
Magientists usually carry flux on them, don't they?
It would be in a satchel.
I didn't realize flux was an actual item.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what they would take out of... The way it's done is sort of weird. It's almost like you're squeezing it out of anything you can. It's like an essence.
Yeah. Well, doubt anything can really be gleaned from this either. So,
I mean, his feet are facing east. His head is facing west. I mean, it appears just as much that he was headed the same direction you are.
I'm getting really tired of seeing bodies.
It's a very odd arrangement of the bodies. Because if we can assume they had left, and he's not been dragging them around, if he left them where they fell, which he may have moved them, it seems like they scattered. One person maybe ran back to the castle, one person was heading west. But he may just be moving. We can't trust.
Although, a day's walk is a very long way to move somebody. You're right.
Yeah.
So maybe they did, like, just... Maybe when he surprised them, the others started running. And then he caught up to them later.
I don't know.
Or he is stalking the group, taking them out one by one.
Or that.
If it's him, if it's related at all.
As we walk, I'm going to take up the rear, but I'm going to kind of like walk with my head facing behind and just kind of like
okay.
Yeah, go ahead, watch our back.
Yeah, like what's the marching order? So Lauren's in the back. Who's leading?
It'd most likely be you, right? Since you're the tracker, kind of.
I can help navigate. You're the.
Oh yeah, I guess I notice everything. I'll be in front.
Okay.
I'm third then.
You're also kind of the bodyguard.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I should be in front.
But I mean, I'm right there with you.
Like, how far apart are you guys? I mean, you stand pretty.
Probably
close.
Pretty tight.
Pretty tight. Okay. As you continue following this trail, for a little while. And the trail just seems to stop.
What does it look like, the area we stopped in? Just woodland or on a hill?
Yeah, just woodland area.
I'll look around, try and get bearings here.
Okay. Travel? Or navigate? What have you got?
I was going for using my natural environment.
Sure.
12.
Okay. You look around and you see mosses that would indicate north. So you know where north at least should be.
So I know which direction west is if we want to keep heading that direction, but nothing...
Nothing really pops out as okay. Unnatural.
Well, gents, you have no ideas. West is still that way.
We were going to go west before we knew there was a trail at all, so...
Let's go.
So you've been walking maybe for about an hour at this point.
Okay.
Perception checks.
16.
14.
12.
14.
Only feats. Jordoon.
Just him?
I have to roll again when I get a one, right?
Yup.
Okay. So,
No, not confirmed on that crit failure?
Not confirmed. Okay.
Not confirmed.
Just making sure.
Oh, yeah. It's a 11? 12, yeah.
It's not good when the DM is smiling.
DM is so happy. Y'all can't see this.
Jordoon is leading the pack, looking about. No one else would have been able to see directly in front of you more so than you. You seem like you feel like you misstep, and your foot just sinks into the ground. What is your what's your armor, your protection rating? Is it 2? So
what over here?
4. Protection rating is 4?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Because I rolled a 9.
Oh.
So you take 5 points of damage as a spike goes straight through your foot up through your leg.
Oh.
And you squeal in pain. Birds and animals flutter about like more rapidly all of a sudden.
So this is like a spike below the dirt?
Buried? Yeah, it appears to be some brush that he stepped on that, had he rolled high enough, would have been able to tell was laid there purposefully. Yeah, it's essentially a punji stick.
So you probably fall on the ground.
Yeah, it's about 2 feet deep. It didn't go far down. It's just wide enough for a foot to fall through, a single foot to fall through.
Oh, it's like in its own little dug pit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So yeah. I'm still probably kind of standing up.
Yeah, you're still on the ground, but 1 foot is now 2 feet down and stuck on a spike.
Well, like, poke him by the, arms and pull him up and lay him down.
Quickly looking at, is the top of the stick poking out, or is it still buried in his leg?
It's poking out.
Are there barbs like a fish hook?
It's just as barbed as the spikes you've seen before.
So there are retract barbs, mm-hmm. Like it would do damage to pull his leg out.
Yes.
This is made of metal?
Yes. Very same fashion as the other spikes you have seen.
This is going to be a bitch.
I can heal you, though, once we get it out.
I'm going to roll a medicine check to see what the best way is to get it out and then to do it. Should I roll 2 separate ones? Or?
Go ahead and roll. Just go ahead and roll.
Okay. Ooh, that's a good time. That's a 20.
Nicely done, sir.
Wow.
You kind of look at the way the leg is positioned. So here's what happened. When you went down, it went through the center of your foot. And as you fell down, because you're not going to fall straight down, not ideally. You're going to kind of lean one direction or the other. So as you lean, it went through your foot and then up through your shin. And it is sticking out the side of your calf.
Ooh.
So it actually pierced you twice, essentially. So you look at the wound and the spike itself, and you seem to find a way to hold both his foot and his kneecap and slowly, carefully be able to pull it out without the barbs hurting it. It's whether or not you can do that safely. Which, can I see your sheet? It's probably going to be, I guess it would probably be, it would be feats to do it steadily.
I have first aid of 6. Could I assist him in trying to do this safely? Or am I just going
to
focus on...
But you can assist with feats to do it safely.
Okay. I'm not that good with feats. I'm okay. All
right. Well, no. And I'll describe how we have to lift him up and like say, so, and how someone can help.
Before we start this, I want to give Jordan, I want to give you a fortifying infusion to help dull the pain before we subject you to this.
That's much appreciated.
I'm assuming the fortifying infusion is going to, as a preventative step.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and pull out my, because I've got bandages, healing bombs. I've got a full first aid kit here, so
right.
I have that at the ready.
Yeah, I also have bandages.
Just remember, in this game, you get like one back on a first aid roll.
Yeah.
So. You're going to be limping.
Yeah, you're going to be limping probably no matter what.
I'm going to hold his shoulders down, and I'm going to pray with him. Pray with me.
Maybe don't push down.
Not so much. Just kind of bracing him. Just power the one guy to shove him down.
How you doing? Ooh, an extra five.
Uh-oh.
Did you mark off 5 hit points?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Brace yourself. Put something between your teeth.
Yeah, you can grab a twig and put it between your teeth.
Help him.
Oh, that's... It's a 12.
I got an 8.
Okay. You got higher than half. So between the two of you, we'll call it a 15. You painstakingly slide that leg out. It hurts, even though he gave you a bit of drugs. There's no extra damage to it. Because you figured out a really good way to get it out of there without hurting him further. But you are bleeding. You are in pain.
I'm going to... cast a miracle. Do you want to do first aid first?
We can do both. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'll start physically working on the wound and you start praying.
Okay.
Yeah.
While they're doing that, I'll go ahead and get my sword out and just sort of stand watch.
Good idea.
Okay.
18 on first aid.
Nice. You can take one hit point back. You managed to staunch the bleeding really easily.
It's a 17 to my prayer, which is... the threshold. I'm going to do basically cast at level 1. So I touch him, he gets 1d10 back.
Okay. Hello?
8.
So you're back at full.
Wow.
You're still going to be limping. I mean, it's just not like it's completely healed. Ideally, you are no longer bleeding. The pain has subsided.
That's a powerful miracle.
Yeah.
Does it heal, or does it dull pain?
Yeah, it's, let me see. I think it said it heals.
That's the exact term used.
Well, is it like cure wounds? You're completely healing the wound. If that's the case, then...
then I wouldn't even be limping.
Ideally not. I mean, you might have a bit of a limp.
Heals wounds, stops bleeding, mends broken bones.
Okay.
That's enough. No scar or mark will be left.
All right. Enough for me. Then you...
as I'm wrapping the bandage up, I realize, wait a second.
What? Oh.
You feel a warmth go through your leg, and it feels a hell of a lot better. It's stiff. It doesn't really hurt as much, but it's stiff. Bleeding has stopped. The wound seems to have closed. And the rest of you are a little like, because you've never seen that happen before.
That's miraculous.
Hey!
He said the name of the thing.
Unlimited uses of miracles?
No, I have basically exaltation is my mana.
Okay.
Yeah. So I cast at the lowest levels.
That refreshes like daily.
It refreshes basically based on like my acts of piety.
Okay.
So it's largely determined by Lucas when I get something back.
Well, I wasn't expecting to say this, but should we keep going?
I'm gonna pay a little bit more attention this time.
Yeah, I think I will too.
Good idea.
Walk a little slower.
I'm unlucky.
Maybe
watch for tracks.
That wasn't on the path, was it? That was just in
the path had ended. You guys went.
So that
had
to go and tells us we're going the right direction.
I suppose
we're just in the middle of the woods here.
It's definitely the same spike, though.
Mm-hmm.
We figured.
Yeah. We should have checked the stairs to see how many had been taken.
Good idea.
We've seen 2 so far, but it'd be an hour walk to get back. So.
Perception checks from where you're standing.
16.
Nice.
The two of you smell something funky. I mean, a 16 is not a terrible roll. You kind of get the sense that it's a little further north of where you're at, or south of where you're at.
What's kind of funky?
Funky meat, maybe. I mean, it smells kind of gross.
Like dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Smells a little similar to that deer, but it's very faint. But it's a little it's a little further south than where you're standing.
Hmm.
Or sitting. since you are kind of on the ground.
We both smelled it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Harjan, do you smell it? Smells like the tainted meat.
Smell just a hint of something.
Mm-hmm. Smell what? I don't smell anything.
I definitely smell it too.
Yeah.
Well, follow your nose.
Lead us south. In doubt.
God, I'm pretty sure you quoted that in the last game too. I'm not gonna lie. I did. Thank you, Dad. So you guys heading a little south then?
Yep.
You guys head south. About 35, 40 yards from where you are. Sebastian, roll me mental resistance.
Goody. Oh, it's a 16.
It doesn't seem to bother you as much as you thought it would, but as the rest of you walk in, you see around you in a small clearing animal bodies.
Lots of them?
Lots of them.
Splayed,
drained, beheaded. Some of them are just bone with skin hanging off of them like they've been there for a long time.
As we walk in, like, Sebastian will start, like, backing up and, like, end up with his back against a tree, just, you know, staring.
Sebastian, are you alright?
This is a lot like what I dreamed.
And you said in your dream there was a flower?
There was, yes. And, something about west, too. I remember something about west, like the flower was telling me to go west, or... I don't know, but there was a flower.
Can you point out where this... flower was to us?
The flower was dead center of the clearing before.
In my dream, it was in the middle, but I don't know. I guess we can walk over there.
Natural environment? Or perception?
We'll go with perception, because that's 11 instead of something weird.
You don't seem to say anything? I mean, the rest of you guys searching as well?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing the flower.
15?
18?
14.
The rest of you actually see kind of the leaves or stem, the broken stem of what maybe a flower used to be there.
So it was picked out of the ground?
It's dry, like it's been missing for a while. You definitely see a stem. Did you roll perception or natural environment?
Perception.
Then roll natural environment. Or what would have been? What would your natural environment have been?
It would be 16.
Okay. That is a neem sewer stem.
As expected.
I actually picked the flower in my dream, too.
What are you saying?
I don't know. It's just odd that in the same place where I picked a flower in my dream, there is a picked flower.
So what did you say happened next in your dream?
I fell on spikes.
Which way did you walk?
West. Maybe don't fall on spikes.
How far?
Jordan kind of goes, yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Have done. Do not recommend.
How far west did you go?
I don't know. It was a dream. It was all a blur.
I'd like to start searching the ground west for looking for a spike trap.
Kicking aside leaves.
Right.
Okay. You get about 10 feet out of this circle, and you see an open pit.
It's just, no, not hidden, just wide open.
It's wide open.
Okay. Hey, guys, check this out.
Okay. is there anything in it?
There is the decaying body of a dead magentist lying in a pit of about 10 spikes.
Ah, well, there's another one. Yay.
Is he also missing a satchel?
You see a satchel.
Oh, probably because he's not one of the retreats. Yeah.
This is about a 5-foot deep hole.
You have the grappling hook, right?
I have the grappling hook.
Yes.
30 feet of rope.
There you go.
You said it's only 5 feet deep, though, right?
It's 5 feet deep. You can go fishing. Go fishing for a satchel.
Yeah, that's true. That's good. I didn't think about that.
That's good.
That is a thing you can do.
I like your idea, sir. We'll give this a shot. Pull out the grappling hook.
I'm going to say it's probably feats to get it there.
Shooting and throwing?
Are you throwing it or are you dangling it?
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I was just going to, like, toss it just past the satchel and pull it back.
Yeah. I mean, you can easily just dangle it and try to get it there. It's just more, it's whether or not you can keep it steady.
Right, catch it on there.
Yeah.
Well, so if you give me my worst, it'd be 9, and my best, it would be 12.
It's a DC 8.
Okay.
So it takes you a minute. You kind of...
Like the claw machines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like you ended up paying $5 on this thing to get the bear.
Toss 5 rubles down in there.
You finally hook the satchel. It is what you would think like a messenger bag. So it would be over the shoulder, kind of under the arm. But his arm is sort of, it's not hard to kind of move it a little bit and pull it up. You now have a magenta satchel.
Here, you guys will know more what to do with this than I will.
Oh, I've never seen one before, actually.
I don't dabble in this nonsense.
Oh, well then I guess I've seen one now.
It's not true. You used one of the medicine things last time.
It was forced upon me.
Sinner.
I will check out the satchel.
Inside the satchel, you see a couple of vials that you presume are probably flux.
Okay.
You know, imagine to carry them. And you see a small strand of what used to hold those syringes, and it is empty. Okay. So it's sort of like, is it a bandolier that you keep bullets on? It's sort of like that, but it's very small. You would actually be able to wrap it around your leg. Like, that's what it would be used for. So you wrap it around your leg, and you would have these syringes sort of like throwing knives for some people. Yeah. Selma Hayek in Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Good imagery.
You should,
still, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So that's what that piece of leather would be, but the syringes are all missing.
Right.
Well, while he's rustling through that, I'm going to wonder aloud to the group, you know, if we're theorizing he's after their satchels, why isn't he taking this one yet?
Maybe he didn't have a grappling hook?
Perception check?
17.
18.
8.
Is that 10?
Yeah, it's going to be
20,
right?
Yeah.
We'll see that crit confirm.
No.
No.
20.
The three higher numbers, as you kind of look around in the pit, probably while Hardrin is pulling this up, that's probably why you didn't see it. You're more focused on getting that satchel. You see flower petals below the body.
Actual flowers or just the petals?
Just the petals. They're very dry.
You said under the body or around?
Okay. Just beneath. Yeah. I mean, he's not on the ground. He's
kind of
on the spikes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He didn't slide all the way down. So just under the body, you see a few flower petals kind of scattered about.
What do the flowers mean?
Flowers? What flowers?
Well, if he had picked the flower.
Oh, there's petals down there.
Oh, okay.
May have fallen in with him.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, Sebastian, without having a real reason, you picked a flower and fell down a pit with it in your hand.
Oh, I think I dreamt his last memory. I picked the flower and fell down.
And these are very clearly Nimshuer flower petals.
Right.
West, then?
West.
Westward ho.
Okay. Same margin order?
I think so.
Yeah.
You still want to take the lead?
Everybody's sticking together.
Here, give him your stick.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you my carafe.
You could even just grab a stick off of some tree and just, like, stamp the ground in front of you as you go.
Sure. You can totally do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll be doing that for sure.
Like a walking stick.
I don't want to test your amount of miracles.
I have a few more left.
As you guys are walking, perception checks.
Please don't fall.
12.
16.
16.
19.
Good on ya. you see a piece of string that should not be there at all. And at ground level. You stop, and as you kind of look around, because 19's high enough, as you kind of look around, you look up, and you see like a spiked club dangling. And you kind of follow it around and realize that it's connected to this piece of string as if it were a tripwire.
So I'm pointing that out to you guys, showing you where the string goes up.
Well, don't stand under it. And then I'll hit the string or snip it.
From a safe distance.
Yes.
Yeah. You snip it and it swings down and misses you.
Oh, it swings?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, then I suppose it's dangling after a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll grab it and pull it down.
Okay.
Anything unusual about it?
No, it's looks like a tree limb that has nails through it.
Ah, okay. So not like just a very improvised thing.
It's extremely improvised.
Okay. Well, need any nails?
No.
Not particularly.
Don't really want to. Well, just toss it in into a bush.
We should definitely keep watching out for traps, though.
Yes, yes. Also, maybe let's go 20 feet that way and then keep going west. Just in case we're going in the wrong line of traps.
That makes sense.
Perception check as you guys continue walking that direction.
Oh,
13.
14.
Ooh. 11.
Let's see if I crit.
Did you crit fail?
No. 20.
Okay. Jordan, it's a good thing you're in the front.
This time.
I got unlucky once.
Yeah. You, next to the base of a tree, you see a pile of leaves that seems weird. There shouldn't be a pile of leaves there.
So I kind of... You said it's a pile of leaves,
mm-hmm.
So we don't know what could be in it. So I'm just kind of pointing, but I don't really say anything, just to kind of show that it's a little out of place, and then I'm going to start walking towards it.
Okay.
Is there like some fairly large broken branch nearby I can grab?
Yeah. There. I mean, right, so I mean somebody had a carath.
I'll get a length that's like 5 feet and like handle the branch. It's like. Maybe poke it at a distance?
Or toss the branch at it.
I like that idea. To not get close.
Toss a smaller branch. I'll just grab a small stick and throw it at it.
Yeah.
Roll me shooting and throwing.
Oh, that's a 6.
You miss. It cracks against the tree and bounces off.
Oh, here. Give me that. 14.
You hit it.
Does anything happen?
You see a small dust cloud come out from underneath it.
I'm
going to pull my tunic up over my nose.
Which direction you guys are facing? You guys went west?
Oh, wait. Wasn't there something about plants?
The nymph spores. Yeah.
Spores?
Spores.
Dave, I want you to see that I rolled a 0 so that I'm not bullshitting you. Okay, I did not confirm. But the wind is blowing in your faces. And those spores from the dust cloud come your way.
I'll join the tunic over gravity. And try and hold my breath.
There's no dex. Feats is like it. See how quickly you can get that over your face.
Feats?
Yeah.
11.
6.
11.
15.
Sebastian, you can't get your shirt up in front of you. You just can't seem to get to it. And you sneeze as the pollen and spores hit your nostrils.
Oh, this is not good. That's not good. I do start walking away, though. Like.
Yeah, absolutely you do. But you definitely inhaled some of that.
Is that the extent of the current effects?
Okay. For now.
Hardwood, what does that usually do? How long do I have to live?
You'll survive, but things might not be pleasant for a little while.
Oh, well.
I hope you have a strong stomach.
Maybe. We'll find out.
So, as mentioned before, if you've forgotten, it can cause reactions as if it were poison, but it can also cause disorientation.
I don't think a purgative will help because it's not something you swallowed.
It's an inhalant.
It's an inhalant. I mean, I could give you some general, you know, healing herbs to just try and counter the effects.
Maybe some more preventatively. Calming
tea.
I can make you some herbal tea to try and help.
That's all right. We don't have the time.
Get a boil water.
I do have the miracle of purification.
Oh,
it can purify objects, places, or people.
Let's try and kill this fuck first, and then we can worry about what do I throw up.
Okay. See how bad it gets. But we got you.
We'll see.
Let us know if you start feeling any worse.
What was that?
Nothing? Nothing? I don't know.
It's a little tight.
I look up my symptoms on WebMD.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, this day and age, they didn't have smartphones. Blackberries, maybe. The old school ones.
Oh, yeah.
Where you just, all you did was really keep a schedule on it. That's all they were worth.
I thought you were talking about actual blackberries.
No, like the original one. That was just like, it was just like a digital schedule keeper.
Squish this bag to discern my fate.
You guys continue walking?
Yeah.
Perception checks again.
Shouldn't have thrown the stick.
18. 14.
Sebastian.
16.
I was going to say, Sebastian, you were taking a bit of a hindrance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, everyone else?
Oh, 18.
Okay, and you're in the front.
14. 18.
Okay. Sebastian, you kind of look around and you're like, I'm going to go this way. And you just start heading north. You just suddenly think that that's the way you need to go.
Do we see him do this?
You do, because you are behind him.
Sebastian, I'm going to reach out and grab him. Where are you going?
West?
You're hearing really echoey wah-wah, wah-wah.
What? What did you say?
We're going west. This way. This way is west.
I'm going west. Where are you going?
I'm going to put my hands on his shoulders.
Yes?
Give him the thumbs up and then guide him towards where we're actually
going.
What are
you doing? We're supposed to be going west.
We're going west, right, fellows?
Yep.
Yeah. What? Why wouldn't we go west?
It seems the spores have addled his mind.
Addled what?
He can't hear.
He addled?
Wah, 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 wah.
He has Charlie Brown hearing right now. It's a terrible condition.
Give me adult. Stupid adults. They all sound the same.
Sebastian, just keep following Jordan.
Following the what?
I'm going to just kind of gently push him in the direction of west and nod for Jordan to continue.
Okay. I'm just going to do a quick check on if he's got a fever, any other symptoms going on.
He's got a fever for sure. He's sweating you wouldn't believe.
Well, I know we didn't want to stop for tea, but I have a fever reducing tea.
Ooh.
oh no. It's the spores. That's,
What spores? You don't remember any spores.
When am I going to die?
You don't remember any spores.
Oh.
Guys, I think we need to take a minute and try and, see, help him pass through this. Let me get him an herbal tea here. I'll need to get a fire going, though.
What time of day is it?
By now, it's a little afternoon. Probably 2 o'clock.
And we can have a fire going and a pot of water boiling within half an hour here.
Okay.
Right. Why are we stopping?
We need to drink, especially you.
We need to think. We stop to think.
Yes.
So you're building a fire. You're wah wah. What are you two doing?
I'm just gonna keep watch around this.
And you?
I'm just gonna sit down and look at my leg because I'm still kind of shocked that nothing's there.
So the one who was keeping watch, please roll me a perception check.
19.
Okay. You hear a crack. Not far off.
What direction?
A little south.
Okay. Fellas, I just heard something in the woods.
What about a bird?
Not now. Sebastian. Not now.
Go home, you're drunk.
Jordan, should we investigate?
Yeah, I'll go check it out with you.
So, I'm going to head in the direction that I heard the snap.
Okay.
Obviously, keeping an eye out for
sure.
Any sort of trap or anything.
I'm going to stay back while they go investigate. I'm going to stay with him, keep kind of making the fire, but keeping my eyes on watching them.
Okay.
Sebastian's just sitting on a log and sort of like...
You're like looking at your hand and it's waving like you're on LSD.
Waving at my hand like trying to hit it and missing.
I've never done LSD, but I've seen a lot of films and that's kind of what they show, so...
Right.
It must be a neon.
Yeah. Rancor's Brothel does not condone the use of LSD. I mean, you do.
Good
you.
Save.
You do you. So, you okay. So, yeah, you guys are sitting. The two of you walk. You probably walk about 20 yards. I mean, you don't seem to see anything. Perception check from where you're standing. Just the two of you.
14.
Yeah, I got the crit.
And a crit confirmed?
Nice. Yep, crit confirmed. 20.
Go ahead and roll me a perception check, Hardrin, but take away two points.
Five.
Okay. You don't really hear anything. Lorne, you hear another snap all of a sudden and kind of a low grumble. Jordoon, you spin about and you immediately see a large bear.
Oh boy.
you heard that snap and you went, huh, and you look, it is 20 feet from you where you guys are standing.
Is it looking at us?
Oh yeah, it's looking at you.
Oh no.
So I'm the only one that's noticed it so far, right?
Unless you pointed it out, yeah.
I'm going to point that out. That's there's a big bear over there.
And it's sort of looking at you, too.
Yeah, Someone have a can of pennies.
What?
Shake a can of pennies at it.
That's a thing?
It scares them away.
Loud noise.
Yeah.
Okay. Loud noise.
Or banging a pot.
I just thought you had to run faster than the other person.
That is also a thing you can do. It's awesome. And you got really good acrobatics.
Yeah. Since he healed your leg so kindly.
The guy who's been living with a wound for 20 years, not so much.
This is not a situation that I'm in very often, if you guys have noticed.
But you know how to kill these things. I mean, you've been in the woods.
Yeah.
It can be done.
I mean, I'm going to pull out my sword and shield.
Sure.
I'm going to pull out my hammer. Perhaps if we move away slowly, it will leave us be.